It's time for Stories from the Road with Baruch on WBKM.org.
I'm sitting in the garden of my friend in Den Dolder, which is a little town outside of Utrecht in the Netherlands. A lot of people have backyards, gardens in Holland, if you have a house. They tend to be landscaped, but not particularly with much thought given over to growing food. So I'm house-sitting here. My friend just redid her backyard and pulled out a lot of the sort of big hedgy bushes and made a bunch of space. She planted some herbs, and they have a pet rabbit. So what I'm doing is some composting just from my kitchen leavings and using the straw and the manure from the rabbit to do some sheet mulching in the garden here. The soil is very sandy. It's Holland, so this was all under the sea at one point in the relatively recent geologic past. And so I'm just building some soil here. We'll see what happens. It's kind of a sunny day. The Dutch sky always reminds me of the sky at sea, the way I imagine it, because I've never actually been way out to sea. But there's such an ocean feeling. The sky always has these big clouds and big patches of blue, or it rains a lot. Right now, it's sunny and cloudy and really nice. Yesterday, I went to Amsterdam to hang out with some friends. And one of the things we did is we got together to celebrate this holiday that falls between the summer solstice and the autumn equinox. It's called Lammas in the old Celtic tradition, and it celebrates the beginning of the harvest time, the time after the solstice when the sun is no longer at its highest and the sun king has fallen, and now it's time to begin the harvest, knowing that there's a whole harvest in front of you as you get ready for the dark days of winter. We took the ferry boat across the Amstel River from the central train station, Central Station, in Amsterdam. Really nice ferry ride up the river a little ways and across. It was really nice to be on the river, get sprayed with a little water, just to be on this living river, even though there's a lot of development on both sides, and shipping and port stuff and office buildings, housing and new big MTV studio and all kinds of stuff. But the river, you know, being on a river, there's something about it. It's really reminded me of being on the Mississippi. You know, there's something about a river. Stopped and had a coffee, and there was one of the Greenpeace boats, the Sirius, was moored. So went over and looked at that. I guess the Rainbow Warrior makes port in Amsterdam sometimes too, but she wasn't there. And then we went on to our friend's house where we proceeded to plan our harvest ceremony. So we got together and we planned a little bit. You can hear us talking in the background, and had a little ceremony and put some things into the earth in our friend's backyard, where also the soil is pretty depleted, but we planted things and scattered some things that would be nutritious for the soil and talked to it. And it's a nice little ritual, nice little ceremony. It's nice to honor the cycles of the year somehow. I've been doing it for a long time, and I find it to be very grounding. I feel my place in the cycle of the year and the way the different seasons affect me, and I find it really quite lovely. The Netherlands is an interesting place to be, from my perspective as an American at least. There's great flat expanses, and there's a lot of water and canals and ditches, and there are places where the water level is elevated above the road or the houses, and there's the water engineering stuff is really quite amazing. There's agriculture. You see cows. There's dairying. You see there's a lot of flowers. There's a lot of agricultural space given over to the tulips. Most of the food people are eating here is not grown here. Most of it comes from Eastern Europe. A lot of it comes from Poland and different places in the East. Also fruit from Spain and things from France, and a lot of the food here comes from somewhere else. It's a very industrialized society here. People are busy. Even the people who lead lives as artists, or maybe what you might think of as a less structured life, people are busy. It's a happening culture. There's a lot of hustle and bustle. There's a lot of people. The cities are not huge, but there are a lot of them, and there is a lot going on in every Dutch city. In Holland, people travel by train a lot. There are trains to pretty much everywhere. You can hear some of the train station in the background, and these are pretty big trains, They move pretty fast between the cities, and then there are smaller trains between the bigger cities and their little outlying villages. And there's a sad thing about the trains in Holland that I'm always struck by when I think about them, which is that every so often you hear a story about a family that is so desperate that they all jump in front of the train. And it's a method of family suicide that exists here. It's a very sad thing. People don't talk about it a whole lot when it happens. You know, the friends I've been with, we've talked about it and sort of what are the implications of that kind of despair. I'm going to leave you with a piece of music by a really amazing artist named Charles Lloyd. This is from an album he did way back, early 70s, called Waves, and it's called Harvest.
You've been listening to Stories from the Road with Baruch on WBKM.org.